A new book chronicles changes in Wyoming over the past century. Historian and photographer Michael Amundson has retaken hundreds of photos from the early 20th century.
His photos are studies of pictures taken by Joseph E. Stimson. He was a commercial photographer for the state and the railroads. The book is called Wyoming Revisited, Rephotographing the Scenes of Joseph E. Stimson. Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer asked Amundson about the purpose of rephotography.
We talk a lot about oral history, where you go back and interview somebody about their past, and I think of rephotography as a type of visual history in which you go back and visually interview the landscape to see what it tells you about the past.
What era has seen a greater rate of change? Do you think more change between the early 1900s when Stimson was shooting these photos in 1987, your first trip out to rephotograph these scenes, or between 1987 and 2007?
You know, certainly there's a longer time span in the first one, between 1900, say, or 1903 is when Stimson took many pictures, and 1987. There's much more growth and change in that time period than in the last 25 years. That said, there are some key places where that change has been very radical in the last 25 years. For example, Yellowstone National Park. I shot all my pictures of Yellowstone in the summer of 1988. I was there as the park was catching fire. And now to go back and shoot some of the scenes, and I wasn't even shooting pictures of the forest, shooting pictures of geysers or hotels. You can clearly see in the background the devastating effects of those fires almost 30 years later. Same with historic preservation. It's actually pretty interesting. I shot a picture of a hotel in Rollins. And most places that I was out shooting, you could pretty much find and go back to, and that had been totally demolished in the 1990s. And so those are pretty amazing when you find something that has stood there for 70 years or 80 years, and then you find that it's no longer there.
So tell me a bit about retracing Stimson's steps and finding the exact location and vantage point to retake these photographs.
It has actually changed quite a bit in the last 25 years. In the 1980s, I would talk to local people, I would look at maps, and you try to zero in around the area. And you have the original picture, and you hold it up to the landscape, and you just start looking. You start wandering around, trying to figure out where it's at. And hopefully there'll be an intersection of a mountain or a building or something with some other object that you can help to delineate it. Sometimes you just get lucky. In all of my pictures, I include, we took a GPS unit with us, my wife went with me, and we would GPS each site. And so readers of my book now can go and type in those numbers and pull up that location as to where I took the photograph. So if I go back, if somebody else goes back later and wants to know where Stimson took his picture and where I took the picture, there's the GPS coordinates.
You know, one of the photographs that jumped out at me and sort of surprised me was the one of the Cambria coal camp, which is interesting because when Stimson photographed it, there was a coal camp there. When you photograph it, it just looks like a natural scene. And so it's quite the opposite of what one sees in a lot of images where more buildings are showing up or buildings have maybe been torn down. Here's something that has reverted back to its natural state, and the man-made things are no longer visible in your photograph.
Absolutely, and that's one that I actually had to have a local that's on private property, and a local had to drive us out to that spot. It was amazing. I talk about in the book, here's a town of about 1,000 people in 1903 that's totally gone. And there are no buildings left. You can still see the occasional log or a foundation, but really nothing is left. And the forest is actually growing thicker throughout the area.
Another one that is actually on the cover of the book is that photograph of the Chapel of the Transfiguration in Moose with the Tetons rising in the background. And that one looks almost completely unchanged. Is that the power of the national parks at work in keeping things as they were?
It is. And much of what Stimson photographed has been preserved, and that's true whether it's Grand Teton National Park or Yellowstone National Park or Ayers Natural Bridge outside of Douglas looks pretty much the same. A lot of these things, there is an amazing amount of historic preservation that's been done in Wyoming to preserve these places. Now, granted, Stimson, if he's photographing the best places, those are places most likely to be preserved. And we like that one from the book because, you know, you really can't beat the Tetons for a cover. But it also shows that not everything is going to have drastic change, that some things are going to be pretty much the same as they were.
So what do you think a book like this tells us about the past, and maybe what does it hint about the future?
Well, that's a tough question. I think for the past, I think it does a couple of things. One is that notion of visual history, and that by looking at the landscape, we can see parts of our past that are still there that maybe we didn't think about until someone identified for us what they were. You know, in the book, I have chapters about modernity and postmodernity in Wyoming, about historic preservation, and about globalization. And I think all of those things can be seen through the primary sources of these photographs. About the future, you know, if Stimson pictures are documents that we can come back to, my pictures are documents that we can come back to. You know, looking at them in the 1980s, looking at them in the early 2000s are just as important of primary sources as Stimson's pictures were. These are documents that are saying at this place and at this time, this is what this looked like. Now, I'll tell you, this has also become somewhat of a lifetime job for me. I just turned 50 this week. I'm thinking, you know, maybe when I'm 75, I'll go back and look at it again and see what Wyoming has to offer 25 years from now.
And maybe a lesson in all of this, because photographs are moments, they are slices of time, that any given moment in time is as significant or as important as any other moment in time.
Absolutely. You know, who's to say? This is all part of what historians and geographers would talk about as the vernacular landscape, the everyday landscape. And for a long time, people really weren't that concerned with the everyday landscape. We wanted to look at, you know, the state capital instead to see what Wyoming said. But there's a lot from the social history perspective about what people were doing and what everyday people were doing and thinking about by looking at these basic pictures. And I think in a lot of ways, you know, over 20 years that I've done it, I've identified probably 200, 250 Stimson images out of 7,500. There's still a lot of work to be done. And, you know, there's still time to do it.
That's Michael Amundson. He's a photographer and professor of history at Northern Arizona University. His new book is Wyoming Revisited, Rephotographing the Scenes of Joseph E. Stimson, published by the University Press of Colorado with support from the Wyoming Cultural Trust Fund.